The scriptures have given us a witness of how sometimes we are called to present our children before God, to dedicate them to the Lord so that they may grow in their love and service to God. The story of Samuel in the Old Testament is one such story in which Hannah decided to dedicate her son Samuel to the Lord, presenting him to the temple so that he would grow and learn the ways of God. Even Jesus, before he was baptized, was presented to the Lord, thus dedicated to the love and service of God so that he might grow in knowledge and wisdom in God his Father. So today we have the blessing of dedicating one such child to the Lord because the parents have discerned that they would like their child to grow in the Lord, to be rooted in Christ, to be built up in him and established in faith. And when the time has come, that child may make a decision for themselves like Lois and Manuela did, to present themselves before the Lord for holy baptism. And so at this time, I would like to invite Vashti, Naomi Wilson, and Aaron Aitkins as they present their son, Silas Kwaku Edu Aitkins. Stand at the steps. Vashti here, for those of you who may not know, is the daughter of Joseph Wilson, who was a member of this congregation and is now a pastor at a church in Lawrence. And they are presenting their son, Silas. How old is Silas now? 1 year old. Now, I want to ask you just one question. Question that we talked about what this means for you to present this child to God. Will you, the parents of Silas, nurture him in Christ's holy church so that by your teaching and by your example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself and to profess his faith openly and lead a Christian life? If so, say, I do.
I do. We do.
We do, that's right. It is important because the dedication is ultimately for you as parents to do all that is within your power with the grace of God to raise and nurture Silas so that he will grow in faith, he will be rooted in Christ, built up in him, and established in faith. And what Silas will come to be will be by the grace of God and mostly because of your nurturing. So I pray that you also recommit yourselves to the way of Christ and strengthen your faith, seeking every opportunity to grow in peace and love with God. Amen.
Amen.
I also ask you, the congregation, because the commitment is for all of us who are believers in Christ, to surround this family with our love and support. So will you nurture this family in Christian faith and include them in your prayers, surrounding them with a community of love and forgiveness, and journeying with them as they learn and grow in faith? If so, say, we will. This is a serious and important commitment because together, the body of Christ, we will grow in faith and be the witness that Christ desires for our world. So let us pray. I would like to receive. Hi, Silas. Shall we pray? Gracious and loving God, we present to you this precious and holy child, Silas. We present him to you in faith, trusting that it is your desire to welcome all of us into your presence, to give us the grace that sustains us in life. We pray that you may pour out your blessing upon him, and let this blessing be the prevenient grace that will work in his life, leading him to know you, to grow to a place where he will accept your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent into the world in order that he and all of us may have life and have it abundantly. We dedicate him, O God, to you and to your service, praying that your will be done for him. We pray that you will accompany him throughout all of life, and that your prevenient grace will lead him to a place where he will seek the justifying grace and receive the justifying grace that you freely have offered in Christ, and that he will then be led to a path of discipleship where he will be sanctified to grow in faith and to reach a place where he will be perfected in love in you. Indeed, O God, we dedicate this son of Vashti, to your care, and ask, O God, that you watch over him in all of his going. Protect him throughout all life. Protect him from evil. Give him the grace that sustains him through everything, and the knowledge to know that in life we ultimately live and move and have our being with you. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who calls us into being and leads us along the way. Amen. He was trying to grab my microphone the whole time, so. All right. Brothers and sisters, I present to you Silas, whom we have dedicated to the Lord. May you surround this child with love, with a community of love and forgiveness. You may be seated. My message this morning is brief, and it is simply to call attention to the two rituals we have observed this morning, the sacrament of baptism and this baby dedication. These two rituals affirm for us our Christian call and commitment to offer our lives to Jesus Christ so that he may work in us and grow in us, leading us to bear fruit as living witnesses in the world. The scripture we read this morning from Colossians is a reminder for all of us and for the families and people who have been presented this morning for baptism and dedication, that we are all called to be rooted in Christ, to be built up in him, and to be established in faith. Paul uses a mix of metaphors to talk about this precious calling that is on our lives, that we are people who live and move and have our very being in Jesus Christ, and that through him we find life and experience the fullness of life thereof. And so in order to experience this fullness, we are to remember to root ourselves in him. Paul says that as you received Christ, as you yourselves receive Christ, continue to live in him. Continue to live in him and be rooted in him, built up in him, and established in faith. The imagery that Paul paints here is quite fascinating. First, the image of being built up evokes the very idea that we are to have a very strong foundation. I think of this building and how grand and magnificent it is. But for this building to be able to stand tall and to stand firm in this world, it needed a strong foundation. And that foundation evokes images of something that is sturdy and virtually immovable. Paul reminds us that Christ is our foundation. When we are built up from Christ, who is our foundation, we can remain strong in faith. We can be established in faith and be able to withstand whatever we may face in this life. Paul then uses the image of roots. And I was thinking of a tree that has deep roots. A tree that has deep roots is able to withstand all kinds of weather and climate. A tree that has deep roots is able to grow and bear fruit and be able to blossom in ways that give glory to God. The deeper the roots, the stronger and sturdier the tree. And roots are like the lifeline of a tree. The roots carry water and nutrients up to the tree, to the various parts of the tree, so that it can grow and blossom and be magnificent. Likewise, we are called to be rooted in Christ so that the life of Christ may flow through the roots of our faith, grow in us, and blossom in us so that we can be a living witness in the world. As I was reading this scripture, I remembered something that happened at the parsonage where I live. Some years ago, we experienced some high winds that knocked down a tree in the back of the yard at my parsonage. And when I saw this, I decided to go out there and just cut the tree down to a stump. I thought, well, that was the end of that tree. But a few years later, I began to notice a shoot growing out of the side of that stump of that tree. The roots of the tree were still very much alive. Even though the tree had been cut down, the roots of the tree were still very much alive, and so can it be with our faith. Though life may throw things at us that want to knock us down and tear us apart, the grace of God can continue to work in us to strengthen us for whatever trial and tribulation and challenge we face in our lives. And all we are invited to do is to root ourselves in Christ, to be built up in Christ, who is our foundation, and be established in faith. And how might we do this? John Wesley used to describe that the Christian life is a life of attending to the ordinances of God and practicing the means of grace, because we know that we are saved by the grace of God through faith, and God has given grace to enable us to grow and to be in this world, and the grace of God works in many ways. God's grace works preveniently. That is, God is always working in our lives before we even come to an awareness of how God is working in our lives. And God's grace is also justifying grace. That is, it forgives our sin. It sets right what is wrong before God and makes us a new creation before God. God's grace is sanctifying grace in that it enables us to grow, to be sanctified, to be made holy as God is holy as we grow on and move on towards Christian perfection. All this the grace of God does, but God uses means of grace and regular ordinances to help us experience this transforming grace in our lives. So things like prayer, Bible study, Christian fellowship, and even a life of service and witness, all these can be a part of the grace of God working in us to enable us to grow and to be the very people that God wants us to be. These things, these simple practices help us to stay rooted in Christ, to be built up in Him, and be established in faith. So my prayer and my hope for all of you is that we will indeed reclaim those ordinances of God, reclaim the means of grace in our lives, attend upon those ordinances by prayer and reflection, by the searching the scriptures, by Christian fellowship and service to the world, by doing all that we can to be able to avail ourselves to the grace of God that transforms us. God does love us the way we are, but God refuses to leave us that way, as one popular theologian once said. God wants us to become more and more like Jesus, to let the life of Christ flow in us so that we can then reflect that life in the world. And that happens when our roots are deeply rooted in Him. May this day and in every day, may you seek to be rooted in Christ, built up in Him, and established in faith. Amen.